Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jim comes in and all of a sudden we live in an echo chamber. What's happening there, Jim?
It's just the kind of effect I have.
Yeah, on people. Yes, a little reverb. You like it there, pal?
Sunday.
Did they ever ask you to be that guy ever? You ever been
monster
one of those
truck guys? I always wanted to do one of those.
Why don't you do one right now?
Sunday, super fuel.
I can't remember.
Okay.
Well, that's super fuel something or other.
Who's going to be there? Bigfoot?
Yeah. Gravedigger.
Gravedigger.
Yeah, drove by Gravedigger's place on the way to
the
Outer Banks.
That?
It was tremendous. It's really expanded.
Yeah, it has?
No, it used to be just like his house. And now all of a sudden it's like a little amusement park almost.
Doesn't a young female drive the Gravedigger now?
I think they have multiple drivers.
I think there's
the Gravedigger is so big. They're like the Globetrotters. They have like a bunch of different teams that go all over the place.
Nonetheless, text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates
Sunday,
line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Derek Shelton got booed at PNC Park.
I do revisit every decision. I think about it after games. I mean, the fact of that response that they're passionate, that's good. I mean, they wanted him to stay in the game. I understand that. I mean, I made the decision that I thought was the best decision for us at the time. But the fact that they're passionate, I love that. You know, the fact they're back in the ballpark, that's great.
Okay, he got booed because he took out JT Brubaker. Some think prematurely. 76 pitches, 59 strikes Brubaker threw. I mean, that's good. 6 2/3, 3 hits, 9 Ks. The game is tied 1-1, and he goes and he gets him. Explain the decision, Mr. Shelton.
No, it was all about the matchup. JT did a heck of a job. I mean, he threw the ball extremely well, was extremely efficient. We went into that inning if we had, you know, a guy on base and we had the left-hander there, we were going to go to Shreve. And Shreve came in and got a ground ball that went through. But, yeah, it was a matchup. JT threw the ball well, so that was 100%. You know, my decision on we had the matchup we liked, and you know, it didn't work out, but JT threw the ball well.
And then it didn't work out after that. I can't tell you, and look, and you can go to our Twitter poll, is Derek Shelton a good manager, a bad manager, or the returns aren't all in yet, that you can't make that decision. I will say this, that he can start to be graded and judged, and I have not seen a guy in just a small span of time, and that's just been a year and then the games played this year, that has gotten so many hunches wrong. When he manages hunch, it comes back to get him a lot.
Well, and
I'll say that.
And it seems his hunches are based on numbers, right? It's based on, well, this guy was hitting this against lefties. Shreve's doing this against lefties. Let's bring him in this spot. Even though our starter is dealing. And it's just frustrating to watch the inconsistent way with which they're handled. You know, Tyler Anderson the other day is left out there to give up, you know, after he gives up the grand slam in the first and continues to struggle to get through things. He's out there through the sixth. But then you're talking about wanting your starters to put in more innings, and Brubaker, a young guy who you want to see grow, who's had, you know, a really great start to the season, then a little bit of a dip, but is having his best start of the year, arguably, yesterday, and you lift him after 76 pitches for a lefty-on-lefty matchup. I don't know.
Organizationally, if I'm Shelton's boss, in other words, Ben Cherington,
okay,
I'm saying, I don't want to see, no offense to Chase and Shreve, I don't want to see him get out of a jam. I want to see a guy that's going to be part of your future moving forward.
Why is it impossible to allow JT Brubaker to be in an uncomfortable moment and pitch himself out of this whenever you're in a situation in a season where you know that the outcome is pretty much fixed?
Isn't that what you want to see?
Correct. Yep.
You want to see him. You want to see, like, Will Crow the last time he did it. Mm-hmm. And this is even more so because Brubaker appears, you know, he's definitely a guy that you can pencil in, that you can – you know, build around is a little bit strong, but you know what I'm talking about, that you can keep him
around. He's the best young arm you've got available to you right now.
Last year, because of COVID and everything else, no fans in the stands, how you're flying by the seat of your pants, you don't know that morning if you're going to have a game that night, everything. I thought it was impossible to judge Derek Shelton's in-game managing because of all the extenuating circumstances. We're at a point right now, I think, you can safely judge what kind of in-game manager he is. At this point, it's my opinion, he's not very good. It can be changed. I think that sometimes it doesn't feel like there's a plan. It feels like that things are happening on the fly, and they happen too quickly for him.
Or that there's a plan in place is just too rigid. And that, the plan is, I'm not going to let this starting. If we get it in the late innings and there's a runner in scoring position, and this lefty comes up who's hitting 090 against lefty relievers, I'm going to bring in my lefty reliever. I don't care if my guy's throwing a one-hitter and absolutely dealing and has struck out 9, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's just... Jim, it's just too much for me. I know that there's a case where you're going through and you're trying to learn personnel, trying to figure everybody out. But what do you need to learn and what do you need to know and how much personnel do you need to kind of feel out if you've got a guy at a low pitch count and it's getaway day, and you have a day off the next day, too? That's the other thing. And he's a starting pitcher, thus you're not going to go ahead and bring him back. Like, he ain't pitching tomorrow, JT Brubaker is. Go ahead and ride him, and he's thrown a million strikes. I'll say it. I think he was derelict of duty yesterday.
Yeah, I agree. And I heard Brubaker, and he said all the right things, and you know
he that took he's one off, for his manager.
Off,
I thought
yes, off bereavement, and he understood the matchup, and he looked up and but he looked up and saw Shreve was ready, so it was planned. But you know, it was the seventh inning, and what if it's, you know, he's going to be facing left-handed hitters in the second inning,
right?
And why, you know, in the future, and why not? It isn't like he threw a ton of pitches. There was no reason to take him out of the game. No reason whatsoever.
So let me take the devil's advocate tack here for just a moment, since we all agree that this didn't make a ton of sense.
Mm-hmm.
The devil's advocate side, I think, would look at it as this is a guy in his first managerial role, right? Okay? And we're willing to put up with players learning to play at the major league level. I mean, we've seen that. We've seen first baseman chase runners back to the plate. We've seen mistakes made both physically and mentally. And we chalk some of it up to, well, it's a young, inexperienced team. Are people willing, and is the organization, I guess, more importantly, willing to give Derek Shelton an opportunity to basically learn how to manage on the fly? Because that's what we're seeing, I think.
I don't think they have a chance. I don't think that they have, or a choice, I should say.
Right.
I think they're going to have to. I think what the question becomes now for me is Derek Shelton the guy ultimately managing, or is there a team manage happening here? Or some things being sent down from the front office? I watched that game yesterday. I couldn't help but think that whenever the pitcher was exited after that many pitches and that many strikes.
Well, but isn't that some? But see, I think it should be the opposite. Like we said, like if I'm management, I want to see how one of my promising pitchers reacts when there's a little bit of difficulty, and that's all it was.
Unless they're trying to protect Brubaker because they're trying to trade.
Or Charrington's also trying.
I don't think that is happening.
No, they should. No, well, they shouldn't be.
I agree.
They shouldn't.
Or they're also trying to learn what kind of manager Shelton is, and I think we're seeing it. He is cut from that Tampa Bay cloth. You know, we saw what the Rays did with Snell in the World Series, right? Biggest managerial mistake in the last 50 years of baseball, probably. And it seems like Shelton is of a similar ilk where, well, that's, we've got a matchup in mind, and if we get in that spot and we have that matchup, we're going to go after
it. Well, I subscribe to this. If you have little or not a lot of talent, which we can agree the Pirates don't have a ton, let the most talented guys play.
Yes, especially if they're playing well that day.
It's that simple for me.
Yeah, and this matchup thing, this isn't like Tampa Bay and Boston in the eighth inning on Sunday Night Baseball.
No.
This is the Pirates.
It's Jason Shreve.
And playing on a Sunday afternoon in June. And, And, you know, maybe, and the facetious part of me is like, hey, he did the right thing because, man, they're putting a lot of space between themselves and the Diamondbacks. They needed a loss.
I just think he could have gained a lot of confidence for JT Brubaker by allowing him to look. Does he risk? Is it a risky endeavor where he goes out and JT Brubaker gives up one 500 feet off the scoreboard? Sure is. But you seem to have a fixed outcome anyway on what your season's win total is going to be. Risk the guy feeling good about himself.
Right.
Show confidence in him. I mean, what if it works? You know, it's almost like he's managing, you know, living in his fears, really. It's like, this might go wrong. Well, maybe it'll go right.
And then just don't tell me that you want to see starters go deeper into ball games if you're not going to give starters who are pitching well an opportunity to go deep into ball games.
And he had the day off today, so you could get a buffer extra day for your bullpen. That's the way people have always looked at it. Some have always looked at it like, well, you can use guys because they got a day off tomorrow. I look at it like you got a bonus day if you can stay away from the bullpen
right.
just before an off day. It's an elongated rest for those guys. They could come out of it even fresher on the other side. All right. Fan headlines brought to you by Everything Checking from Dollar Bank. Open your account now at dollar.bank/300. Troy in Washington. Troy, good morning to you. How's everything?
Good morning. How you doing? Just a little frustrated, man. It's getting hard to watch the end of these games. But just got a quick question for you. What do you guys think, what percentage of losses that the Pirates had this year do you think you can blame more on coaching and coaching decisions than you can actual talent on the team?
Thank you for the call. 85 to 90% is blamed on the talent, at least, I think. That'd be my estimate.
Yeah, I mean, it may be even higher than that. I mean, this team is losing ball games because they're not very good, not necessarily because of anything Shelton's doing. But that's what, to his point, is all the more frustrating about when they are in a position to maybe close one out and they almost don't, like Friday night, or they don't, like yesterday.
There's a premium on games that you're in that you should win and that you've got to find a way to win them and not overmanage yourself.
Exactly. You don't need your manager trying to do too much.
Ron, well, go ahead, James.
No, I was just gonna, they may have lost yesterday anyway, even if Brubaker had stayed in the game and gotten through the inning. But I just would have liked to have seen him get the chance.
Right. Ron in the car. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. I'm just the calm voice trying to calm you guys down. There's no sense in getting upset over the Pirates. They're not going nowhere. We all know the outcome.
But so no, that. But hold on a minute. Stop right there, Ron, for a minute. At that point of the game, 6 2/3 innings into the game, you didn't know the outcome. You didn't. And I think that in terms of – and I do know what the result is in terms of the season in totality. I picked this team to lose 103 games. I picked that. But it's okay to expect better from a manager within the throes of what's happening, even when you understand what the big picture is. Why is that not okay?
Well because if the ownership cared, you know, if I was a manager of the Pirates and I know the ownership really doesn't really care about bringing on quality players on my team, it's like you guys said, it's a lot of the talent just isn't there. And I got to deal with this every day. I'm surprised, I understand it's a job, but I'm surprised any manager would even want to come to Pittsburgh.
Well, look, I've said this before. It's one of Major League Baseball's managerial jobs. It pays. People are going to take it. It's going to happen. Like, I get all of the stuff and the way people exaggerate about it. A lot of people would take the Pittsburgh Pirates managerial job. They just would. They would. And the guy is here, and we're at the point in which the question is it okay to grade the job that he's doing, even with a lack of talent? And we seem to think that it is.
Well, I understand that, but I don't even think I've seen a Pirate game this year.
All right, well, thanks for the call. There's no point in the discussion for you. Like, I get the frustration with the owner. I have the same frustration. I'll say it a million times. I wish someone else would invest in it, own it, and do something different. But it's okay to have a conversation outside of that. And the conversation outside of that is when you have an opportunity to maybe grow as a franchise or grow in terms of your on-field talent, I think you need to seize those opportunities.
When you have a lead, you need to not lose it, and you need to not be the reason or part of the reason your team lost the lead. I mean, you can't not follow the logic or follow just do the old read the box score thing. Read the play-by-play. JT Brubaker, relieved by Chase and Shreve. They do it for a matchup. Next guy, bang, base hit, lose the lead, and you lose the game.
You know, something else, managers will say, like, well, you know, I left so-and-so in because he's a veteran and he's been through that situation. Well, how do you get to be the veteran that's been through that situation unless you're not allowed to get through it?
I just can't find all these things that you talked about, a veteran in terms of growing. You know, I can't find a way in which, even with the way that Shelton explained it, I can't find a way it's the right decision. I guess that's just where I am with it.
Mm-mm.
I can't find an explanation and go, you know what, that's something I didn't think of. That's the right decision. I can't find it. And no matter how it's justified, I can't agree with it.
If he'd been giving up line drive outs or walking guys on, you know, two guys in a row on like nine pitches or something, you know, if there's stuff like that going on, then okay. But if a pitcher shows signs of losing it, but you know, the last couple of instances it's happened here, the pitcher hadn't shown those signs yet.
Right. And it's just the problem is now it's become epidemic. It's become more than once, more than twice. It's a couple times with managing the bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.